Hey, what's going on? This is Stevie Grin, and I'm going to go ahead and call this episode 1.1. It's not a full episode. I don't have any new strains to try at the moment or anything like that. Just wanted to get some random thoughts I had rolling around in my head out there for you guys. You know, this morning I was thinking about the benefits of CBD, and keep in mind, I'm only speaking on my own personal experience. I'm not a doctor. I'm not trained in anything of that nature, but I was thinking about some benefits. And yeah, I do talk a lot in the blog and possibly and probably actually on the podcast about some of the relaxation, the focus, some of the giddiness that may or may not come along with some strains. But one thing I don't talk about, and probably don't talk about enough, is the pain management. I am the type of person, I like to do things, and sometimes I do things which leave me kind of banged up. And what's more is I'm at the age where some of the stuff I did in the past that left me banged up comes back to haunt me and comes back to say hello. And, you know, I've been a user of the over-the-counter painkillers a lot. I think we all have. I mean, that's just the way our society is shaped now. Is, hey, you have an aches and pains or anything, you know, take this pill. And I'm not going to judge those. I mean, they're effective, but you start looking at some of the effects from the long-term use, especially if you have something that hurts for more than a day or two. You know, looking at, you know, it's bad for your stomach, it's bad for your liver, and, you know, it's just not something that we should be looking at as any type of solution for any type of long-term problem. I'm not saying it doesn't have its place. Of course, I'm talking about day-to-day aches and pains, you know, stuff like that. Prescription painkillers, don't even get me started. I mean, you start looking at the news and the still early, haven't had coffee yet, but start looking at the opioid epidemic. You start looking at the effects of using that stuff on the human body, effects of using that stuff on the soul. I mean, I've had a lot of friends go down that route, and thankfully I've been able to avoid those, partially because I've always been afraid of getting into that and always been afraid of not being in control. And I don't like that aspect of a lot. And I'm not a big fan of things that intoxicate me, which is one of the reasons I do this podcast, because this stuff isn't intoxicating and it's very beneficial. But in my experience, and I can only speak on my experience, the CBD I've been taking, especially the flower, especially when I vape it or smoke it, is as effective, if not more effective, than most of the over-the-counter stuff. You know, because I woke up this morning limping around the house a little bit, the Casa de Stevie, if you will, and I, you know, it kind of hurts occasionally, you know, and, you know, I did some CBD and I'm moving around a lot more fluidly and a lot more smoothly, and I like that. I've also seen the benefits in my dogs. I have one dog that's getting to an age where she's up there. She is having some trouble walking around on cold mornings, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I've started putting my AVB in their dog food. AVB is already vaped bud, because I do, as I mentioned before, I do primarily vape the CBD, which gives me already decarbed plant matter to, you know, using edibles. I don't know how to make edibles yet. It's a goal. But just putting a pinch or so in their dog food every morning, the dogs love it, and they get some benefit out of it as well. I see in the way she moves around. So I'm pretty happy with that. Anyway, that's just something I wanted to talk about. You know, this stuff, like I said before, and we'll say again, not everyone wants to be high, but everyone wants to be healthy. So this is definitely something that has tons of benefits, and I am personally seeing the benefits. in that. So stay tuned for a new review. Should have one coming up in the next couple days. Hey, if you have any comments, suggestions, ideas for strains you want me to try, hit me up at stevie@stevigrinsarchive.com. That is S-T-E-V-I-E. At Stevie Grin's Archive, all one word, no punctuation, just StevieGrin'sArchive.com. That's it for this time, and I really thank you all for tuning in. There are a couple listeners I have out there now, and I'm digging it. Hopefully, you know, spread the word if you like this stuff. If you don't like this stuff, you know, hit me up, tell me why, and it may... Maybe beneficial, maybe something, hey, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. But nonetheless, I like the communication. I'm a people person. So hit me up. I'll talk to y'all soon. Hey, make sure you enjoy and don't take life so seriously. All that fun stuff that I normally babble about and we'll probably babble about more. But don't feel like doing it right now. But hey, thank you for listening and I'll talk to y'all soon. Enjoy.